6 Music.
X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was his last solo outing, was really disappointing, mostly because they threw mutants at a problem they didn't have. It's like they thought that Wolverine wasn't enough on his own. So we didn't really need all of these other extraneous characters. So what they've done this time is really stripped it back. It's based on one of the best comic book arcs, which has Wolverine going to Japan and getting caught up in a sort of struggle between kind of Yakuza crime families and falling in love with a woman called Mariko. So that all kind of makes it to the screen.
I like it already.
So he's basically living in the woods, trying to avoid all human contact because he's so heartbroken, when he's called up by a woman called Yukio, who's a bit mysterious, and asked to come and visit an old friend who he knew during World War II who's dying. And this old friend basically says, when he gets to Japan, I can relieve you of your sort of immortality and your healing powers because all you want to do is die, right? So I think most of it's very good. The ending goes a little bit off a sort of cliched normal superhero cliff. But up until that point, it's very good. There's a couple of really good action scenes in a temple and on a train and some quieter moments where you actually get to see him be Wolverine.
6 Music.